Show 1047. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Just thinking about the Packers season ticket holders who ask my advice on whether they should purchase playoff tickets. Nah! Don't worry about it. They're not going to make the playoff, you know, unless you want to apply it to next year's tickets right away, and they didn't want to do that. What would you say right now, Jason, 0 to 100? What are the chances of the Packers winning the NFC North? That's the only way they get in the playoffs. Let's start here. Greater or less than 50-50? Or are they about 50-50? Greater than 50-50, less than 50-50, or about 50-50? What would you say? You're going about 35%. That feels about right. I might notch it up to 40. It's not 50-50 yet. It just isn't. It can't be because there are three teams. But, I mean, the chances still are, you know, that they would do, well, you could say this, the chances that they're going to do what they have to do to win. I think that's somewhere around 50-50. If the Lions lose tonight, then they jump up to almost 50-50. So if the Lions lose tonight, then their fate is entirely in their hands. If the Lions lose tonight and we learn on Friday Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb are starting. Getting a little excited over there, are you? I'm keeping my feet on the ground here. I am. Although, here's all I'm going to say. That comeback yesterday does kind of have that karma feel to it, doesn't it? It just, I don't want to use the word inevitable. But it's got that, it's just got that feel to it. Boy, the Steelers looked good last night, but that was at home, but against a very good team. Bengals are a good team. Yeah, Jason says, comes to Friday and the Packers say both are back. He's going to be pretty excited. Yeah. I really haven't heard much. I have not heard all of that much. In terms of Randall Cobb. Because there was thoughts he could be back for yesterday's game. That was a tough break. Boy, it's a nasty break. We'll see what happens. All right, as we were talking about the budget deal, a lot of discussion in terms of Obamacare and where things are at. And what are its prospects? And what are the chances of repeal? This from Reason.com. Obamacare has lost the uninsured. This is from Friday. A Wall Street Journal NBC News poll released last week asked uninsured individuals whether or not they thought that law was a good idea. Just 24% said they thought it was. These are the people that Obamacare was supposed to help, the uninsured. In contrast, half the uninsured polled said they thought it was a bad idea. Half. As the journal points out, that represents an 11-point drop in support for the new law amongst the uninsured since September. The same poll also finds that 56% of the uninsured believe the law will have a negative effect on the U.S. healthcare system. Let that sink in. What that means is that regardless of how bad the old system, the system that for whatever reason left them uninsured, was uninsured, a majority of people without health coverage now think that Obamacare makes it worse than the old system. That's more than a political problem. It's a policy problem, a threat to the law's viability, especially when combined with the other recent polls showing that young people who are crucial to the law's coverage scheme are rejecting the law as well. A Harvard Institute of Politics poll released earlier this month found that 56% of young adults 18 to 29 do not approve of the law. Only 29% of uninsured young adults say they expected to enroll. As the sharp declines of the last few months show, poll numbers can and often do shift, sometimes rapidly. But if these low numbers persist, it represents a body blow for the law. It's telling that Americans are now so soured on Obamacare that a majority say they would prefer to go back to the old system, flaws and all. As this week's Reason Group poll found, 55% of Americans now say they prefer the old pre-Obamacare health care regime. Numbers like those will help fuel efforts to repeal or otherwise block the law, regardless of whether or not there's a replacement. They should also make Obamacare-friendly Democrats up for re-election more than a little nervous. That does beg the question, do Republicans with those numbers, do Republicans need a replacement plan right away? Then there's this, also from Friday. Dave Weigel. I'm spending most of the day at Roots Camp, the lefty gathering of campaign workers and online strategists, people who do stuff generally that has grown large enough to occupy much of the Washington Convention Center. It's also started to attract Republican strategists who have pined for similar organizing energy on their side in vain for years. And it attracted at least one candidate, former Montana Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger, who's now running for U.S. Senate. Harry Reid called me and said, "We already have our candidate," Bollinger told me, pausing between meetings and being complimented for his red, white, blue donkey bow tie. True, the D.C. party likes current Lieutenant Governor John Walsh as its contender for the open seat. Bollinger's trying to break out of the challenger rut by talking up a constitutional amendment that would codify privacy rights and protect online communication. As we talked about personal data, I asked how he would talk to Montana voters about the Affordable Care Act. "We know that the Affordable Care Act is met with a great deal of resistance in Montana," he said carefully. "People are disappointed, and it hasn't been able to deliver what was promised. We know that, oh gosh, more than 30,000 Montanans have had their insurance policies canceled. It's 38,000 now," interjected Bollinger strategist Bob Brigham. "And the new insurance is more expensive than the old," said the candidate. "It hasn't worked. We are strong advocates of a single-payer system. Medicare works for me," Bollinger went on, talking about how Montana had invested in hospitals for state employees and how one of them had outfitted him with a titanium hip. "My out-of-pocket was $300. So that's one red state Democratic take on Obamacare for 2014. Now, you did hear there that he is one of those kind of in the Ralph Nader mode, and we shared that with you, that his real issue is he wants a single-payer system. He just feels it didn't go far enough. Then there's this, and I don't want to say too much of this about this right now because I haven't had a chance to talk with her. There is a changing of the guard at Wisconsin Right for Life. Sue Armacost has been the executive director for 26 years. At the end of the year, Armacost is retiring. She's being replaced by Green Bay native Heather Weininger, who is the wife of State Representative Chad Weininger. Now, I'm not going to be super critical here. I've reached out to Heather. We're going to try to have her on the show later this week. She did an interview with the Capital Times. And she says, she was asked, "What are your immediate goals? We still have two bills in the Senate that we'd like to get passed. One is known as the prenatal non-discrimination or sex selection bill, where you couldn't have an abortion based on the gender of the unborn child. One of those bills would prevent state insurance plans from covering abortions for public employees." They then point out that Sue Armacost was working with lawmakers on a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. Is that an issue you plan to move forward on? It's certainly on our radar screen, but at this point, we want to make sure our priority bills pass that we have for this session. We won't be introducing any other types of legislation this session, including a 20-week ban. We want to make the two bills mentioned above pass first. I disagree. I disagree with that strategy. Republicans are concerned that abortion-related issues are going to be a distraction getting into 2014 and play into the war on women thing. I'm not saying these bills are bad. I think a 20-week ban is much, much, much better, much, much, much more meaningful legislation, and is very popular with the government. With the people, I shouldn't try to read emails and do the show at the same time. With the populace, very much so. Ever since Kermit Gosnell, a 20-week ban is very popular with an overwhelming majority of Americans. And quite frankly, I think it would do more to curb heinous procedures than anything else. I actually do not like the gender bill. To say that some abortions are more horrific than others because they're based on gender, I get the idea. And it's in some ways it's intended to put liberals on the spot. I wouldn't see it as a priority. So it's a gentle disagreement. I think overall, Heather's probably a pretty good choice. She's young, she's 36, and she brings that perspective to this position. But we'll try to get her on the show. See, and maybe, and I didn't want to just out and out criticize her because I haven't heard her entire thought process on this. So I want to do that before I say, no, you're wrong. 10:58, just 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.